Hello, hello! What's up, good people? Welcome back to another episode. This is season 2 of episode 2. Oh my god, this is so exciting! I don't know why I'm excited. I think it's because I feel proud of myself. I feel proud of myself, and other people have acknowledged that they are proud of me. So, I mean. So, this is gonna be three parts. They're gonna be three parts of this topic, which is attachment issues. I want to take you guys slowly. I want you guys to get a better understanding on what all of this is. So the first one is going to be about attachment styles, which is today's episode. The next one is going to be attachment issues. And the last one is going to be emotional detachment from romantic relationships. So that's how it's gonna be. So keep tuned and continue listening to me. You'll get to learn so many things. You'll get to laugh. So, So in today's episode, I'll be doing attachment styles because I want you guys to get a better understanding so that once we get deep into like the conversation, you guys will know this is how it is. So attachment styles is how you get attached to a person, either romantically or platonically. That's like romantically with your significant other, like your babe, your boo. And then the platonic one is with your friends, and then now your family. So the first one, the first attachment style, is called preoccupied/anxiety attachment. So this one ranges from low to high, or from high to low, however you want to say it. And for people with this kind of high attachment anxiety, they need approval. These are the people who they'll post on social media. Missy, send me what one end of social media could post what I get approval. Don't come for me. Okay? So for these people, they need approval. They're people who go to social media and they post and they ask. That's me. I put the poll thingy for I wanted to get a new haircut, and I did. I never posted it. I will post it. So yeah, we need approval. Like, how do I look? And does it look good? If I got this one, how would it look? And all that. So they also have an intense desire to be physically and emotionally close to others, especially romantic partners. These are people whose love language, if you haven't listened to love languages, if you don't know what love languages are, honey, go listen. Ni parts and barely two. Only two parts, please. So these people, their love language is physical touch, like me. And they love like getting close, you know, like holding hands and hugging and cuddling and sitting next to each other, you know, just having that physical touch, you know. They also find it difficult containing their distress and emotions in relationships. These are people who have outbursts and they react so differently in situations, and you're like, why did you react that way though? Because you don't get it. If you're they're different, they're full. So if you don't get it, just leave it. Because you're going to come and you're going to tell this person that this is how you're supposed... This is how you're supposed to react in this situation. While that's how life is, okay? Even though I'm a Zoya, that's how they handle things, okay? Leave people be. What you don't even want to. You all are so opinionated and so entitled to having opinions to other people's lives, that like this is how people should be living, or this is how people should be looking like and dressing. And please go dress at home. You see, the way you want people to dress at home. Kwenu, yeah. So the second, the second one is dismissing or avoidance. That's avoiding emotions. So that's the second one. It also ranges from low to high. These people, they exhibit distrust in others, trust issues. I will talk about it. So these people don't trust people. Like, people will come and tell them, like, oh my god, you look so great, and they're gonna be like, you sure? I don't think so. But yeah, the person giving them the compliment is so sure that they look, you know, amazing. So they also have a discomfort being intimate and emotionally close to others. So they hate, like, physical touch. They don't want to get emotional. They don't want to get, like, intimate. They don't want to get close. Excessive self-reliance. They're so independent. They like doing things on their own. They don't want to ask for help because they'll feel some type of way. So yeah, for them, that's a no. And the tendency to suppress their worries and emotions. These are people who are like, sorry, let me sip some water. These are people who are like, they can't cry. They can't show you their emotion. They can't show you they're sad or they're happy or they like you. These are people who are like, so hard. Our easy tema, by the way, I like that person and this and this and this. So a different attachment style, a different way of expressing themselves. I am the fourth one. The third one is called secure attachment. So this one only works for the low rate. You see, high to low or low to high. This one is just low. So the people who have this, they trust others so much. These are people who open up so easily. Like, they won't have a problem talking to someone and opening up about a situation. Number two, they are comfortable sharing their emotions. Like, when they're sad, they can cry. When they're happy, when they're in distress, when they need help and all that. And they tend not to exaggerate the situation. They're just gonna be like those kind of chill, calm kind of people. So yeah, the last one is disorganized attachment. People with this kind of style, they they may have an intense or chaotic patterns of relationships. They get into toxic relationships and they're okay with it. They're okay. Well, you'll be there and you're sitting and you're like, you're in a toxic relationship and you know that, right? And they're gonna be like, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I don't comprehend. Like, they don't get what you're trying to tell them, but you're there and you're trying to convince them that they're in a toxic relationship and they need to leave. Like, the door is so wide open, but they can't leave. They have marked by seeking closeness and then pushing people away. This is so weird. If you give me this kind of vibe, I don't know what I would do with it, because I'm an overthinker. I will overthink the situation and I will do something that you don't want me to do, and you want me to do something that I won't do. As in, I don't know. And sometimes they see you want someone to be close and then you are pushing them away. This is because of trauma and abuse. You're scared. You're scared that this may end up like, in a situation. Yeah, something like that. But maybe if you just have like an open mind about it, it might be different. It might be. It just might be. So with attachment, after you learn what your attachment style is, we can move on to an attachment disorder. What is this, you may ask? This is a type of mood or behavioral disorder that affects a person's ability to form and maintain relationships. They are not working. You're leaving. Jump into the next. And you're looking for that familiar love. I don't know if you guys get it. Unatafuta, that love that you feel, your texture, you know? Unatafuta that specific material. But it's not there. Maybe it's not there. Maybe you just, it's just like a moment. What you think. So I think there are two of them. Yes, the first one is called reactive attachment disorder, RAD, and the next one is disinhibited social engagement disorder, DSED. So if I read them in the short form, I hope you know what I'm talking about. So let's start with RAD. So RAD in children, I'm gonna read them like how it shows in kids and how it shows in adults. I want you to analyze your life, analyze how you live, analyze your friends, because people are suffering, and it's because I don't wanna ask for help. I'm such an independent person. Like, it's okay to be independent. It's okay. It's fine. But guess what? Sometimes you'll need help. And don't be shy or embarrassed to ask for help. Okay. Okay. So in a child, that's a child. In a child, they have low levels of interaction with other people. Ushayenda mahali, and you see kids and awataki kuwana watoto wengine. They're just in like their own corner. They're swinging alone. They're sliding alone. Yani wako tu like in their own ka world, in their own ka bubble. Number two is they show little or no evidence of emotion during social interactions. I don't know if this one is like when people are like in a social gathering and there's a child crying. There are kids who can also cry. Na kuna ule anaweza waangalia zile za could you just get out? Get out. Just get out with your baby. Get out. He's making a lot of noise. So I think that's it. Like they don't feel nothing. I don't know if it's that. I don't know. You think? That's what I'm thinking. The last one is having a difficulty calming down when stressed. These are kids who throw tantrums, scream, cry, bark, throw things, curse at you. Child of God. Akinda kugonga. Woo! Guy, at you're coming and you... and you're screaming at me. You see how people who walk on a kifafa like that? Cause what? First of all, I need you to calm down. I don't know how teachers do it. I can't. Mina just yezi kwa mwalimu. Siwezi. Mina just awezi niandika. I don't think I can handle all that screaming and crying and kwanza the screaming. Ha. Yeah. In adults, this is how it shows. Difficulty reading emotions. Have you met these people who they don't know how to read the room? They're those people who laugh at wrong situations, or they make jokes at the wrong time. Like, okay, the joke is funny, but it's not funny. So you come, I'm not get. They're those kind of people. They don't know how to read the room. Ama, someone is crying and they're just staring at you like, why are your eyes removing water? Because mine don't do that. Zangu hazifanyi hivyo. Number two is resistance to affection. These people don't want affection near them. They're like allergic. You see how people are allergic to gluten and peanuts and eggs and protein and all that? That's how they are when it comes to like when someone is trying to show them affection or someone is trying to care for them, you know? Number three is difficulty showing affection. They also can't, if you show them, they can't reciprocate, like, the emotion, like, whatever you're trying to show them, like, loving you or caring for you. Just like, okay, I think when you're done, you can, like, close the door behind you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, those are, like, even the wacko. Number four, low levels of trust. I can't trust you. I don't care what you're coming to tell me, but I'm not gonna trust you. I don't believe a word you say, even if you mean it, even if you're being honest. Okay, I'm damaged. Number five is negative self-image. When you look at yourself and you're like, I'm ugly, I hate the way my skin falls, I hate when my tummy has rolls, I hate how my thighs have cellulite, as in, it's so much, I hate how my face has acne. Like, you don't see anything good. You have beautiful eyes. If you can't relate to this, I don't know how to explain it, because this is something I've been struggling with. I'm working on it. As I said last week, I have a lot of things that I'm working on, and this is the first one: self-image. I'm having confidence and loving myself. When I look, I'm still learning to love what I see in the mirror. I'm learning. And then you go out, you already have this negative self-image in your mind, and you go out and somebody has the audacity to make a comment about your body. Like, oh my God, why are you so thin? Oh my God, why are you so fat? Girl, why do you have acne on your face? Have you tried this product? Like, girl, I have tried all the products on Jumia. Why are you trying to tell me? I have purchased dollars on... Okay, mine is not dollars. I've purchased goods, shillings on shillings on shillings. And nothing has worked, so why? Why? Or how you go to the beach and you know, girls are wearing bikinis and girls are like trying to love how their bodies are. And also, guys, people are learning how to love their bodies, and you're there and you're like, oh my God, why is your stomach folding? That's disgusting. Have you tried doing sit-ups? Yeah, you should. Or you find someone who's on the heavier side of the scale and they're purchasing like fries or pizza or burgers or chicken or whatever, and you're like, you should stop eating. Yeah, you should. It's not good. Of course they know it's not good. They've been to the doctor's office, and I'm sure the doctor is better than you because he studied about it. So people should reduce this opinions and feeling entitled to telling people how they should look and all that and how they should live. Because this person already is living in a bubble where they don't know who they are, because when they look in the mirror, they don't see that person. Back up, buddy. Hi, and number six, difficulty maintaining relationships. These are people who can't commit. Commit for who? Commit nanny. Huh? They can't commit because they know they won't be in this relationship in the next 1 hour. Ama the next day, ama next week, ama next month. Wanajua this relationship is not going anywhere. So, this is number seven, right? Number seven is impulsivity. This is having a problem with emotional and behavioral self-control. They can get into a mood and they won't control it, whether emotionally or through their behaviors, like fighting. They're just fighting. Random. You get into random fights. Your parent is called to school. Unaulizwa, why did you do this? I don't know. I just did. I snapped. Something. I had an episode. You know, things like that. And the last one is anger issues. I think this one relates to what I've said in the previous point. You just start things. You just start stuff, you know? Just because maybe you didn't get what you want and you didn't get it. okay? Haya, the second one. The first one nilimwambia ni RAD, R-A-D. The second one is DSED, which is disinhibited social engagement disorder. So this may develop in response to social neglect and a lack of consistent attachment. So for a child, they will be hyperactive. Hyperactivity. Okay. Number two is minimal social boundaries. This, how can I explain this one? Have you seen those kids when they go outside, they want to play with other kids' toys? I don't know. I don't know if I should explain it like this. There's no boundaries. They don't ask. They don't ask, can I use this? Can I play with this? Can I borrow this? They just know, like, mindaenda. Yeah, I'll just take it. We're friends, right? We cool. Extreme sociability. They're so social. Social butterflies. Yeah? This, I don't know how to explain. Readiness to approach and engage with strangers. You see those kids, wanakuanga umeambiwa, don't talk to strangers. The kids who, yeah, umemwambia, umeimba, umeita choir master, umeita orchestra. Is it an orchestra? Yeah, that. But bado aski, like, to them, meeting strangers is, like, it's comforting. Have you seen, like, videos where kids approach strangers, like, on the streets, on the subway? That's from the United States. Like, na huko maigoros. In Kenya, I don't know. In Kenya, I think people are beaten if you talk to strangers. I don't know. I think maybe I have been beaten when I was young. I have been beaten so many times for going to people's houses and getting invited. You know, just going and going, oh my God, I have a story time. So there was this one time, I was very young. I think I was in either class 1 or class 2. I'm a 3. And I really loved, you see, this is my bash is in the estate, and you guys are served cheap bone, sausage. Ah, unasikia manze, I am on top of the world, kuna bouncing castles, and all that. There's so much fun. So I remember this one time, my mom was not in the house, my uncle was there. So I'm going here and here, because it was just like inside the estate. Then look at the house at the corner. So I went, I'm having fun. Hey, kidogo nangalia gate, I see my mom. I was like, I'm dreaming. I'm sure my mom can't remember this, but I remember. Juki chapo nili chapo yosiku. Come and see. If you don't know what come and see is, Miss Junda will explain ya je. Come and see. Vita come and see nile. Unakuja tu kuonwa. Like, umelazo hospital. People just come and see and go. So, hey, my mama can kujia. Hey, big step. I've just seen an image and she's coming. So yo, ndio, like, chakula imesaviwa. So I'm just standing there and I'm like, oh my God, it's my mom. So I start panicking. I couldn't run away. Mama walianza kunichapia hapo. There and then. However, you're going to say it. Alinichapa kutoka hapo mpaka like kwa nyumba. My uncle was the one who was stopping her and telling her that alinipea permission. I don't think my mom can remember, but hey, way. So that's for children. So in adults, it's also hyperactivity. Those are people who want to go out every weekend. Mukwabo, my social events. You don't know each other, but you there, you dancing like we've been friends for 10 years. Yeah, that's what alcohol does to people. An extreme trust of people that they don't know very well. You find people in the bar, they're drunk, so drunk. And they're just sharing about their lives. Oh my God. Oh my God. He left me or she left me. And I've been so sad. I haven't been eating. I was just taking this trip because I just wanted a new environment. You know, that kind of stuff. And you're saying that stuff intoxicated. Catch us with this person is mentioning the stuff that you told them. And they're like, I'm sorry. What are you talking about? How do you know all these things? So, guys, reduce the alcohol. Number three is a lack of awareness of social boundaries. Self-explanatory, right? They don't know what social boundaries are. Number four is a tendency to ask intrusive questions to people they have just met. Have you met these people? People who make you uncomfortable, like immediately wameanza kuongea, you just feel like this ain't the vibe, like the kind of questions they're asking you, you're like, oops, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I cannot comprehend. So yeah, so I want to talk about how these attachment disorders affect our adult relationships with ourselves and with others. So untreated childhood RAD or DSED can cause the following during adulthood. Number one is low self-esteem. We have talked about the negative self-image where you you don't feel confident. You get. And confidence starts from within. It has to come from inside out. Okay. Number two is emotional impairment. Like, you don't relate. Hujui ku relate na watu emotionally. Having a hard time in social situations. They're just like, I want to stay at home. I don't want to stay here. So can I go home? All the time, this person says they just want to go home. It's just like, I want to go home. Why? Because I want to go home. Never ask someone. Ati umeambia mtu, ati, I want to go home. You ask why. Why? I want to eat. Why? I'm hungry. Do you see that it's not making sense? Number four is anxiety. These people are so anxious. Especially outside or in crowds, in crowded areas, it's just like so uneasy. They're tapping their feet, shaking their leg, biting their nails. It comes in so many ways. I'm gonna talk about that more with the time. Number five is depression. They fall in this pit, especially it comes with the low self-esteem. Yeah. And they really hate themselves. It's a really dark place to be. So, imagine, the way you are. You'll be surprised that once you start loving yourself, others will start seeing you different. Number six, dissociation. Neo, like, you don't want to be... you just want to be alone, or you're emotionally not attached, or maybe detached. I guess it come in and makes sense. Yeah. Number seven is problems with substance use. They start drinking more, smoking, just using drugs in general. And then now, they've used up all their money, they've been rejected, now they fall into depression. I mean, it's such a long journey, and it's sad. It's sad that some people have been here, and I'm sorry that you felt that way. I just hope you get to a better place with yourself, and you build... rectify your relationship with other people. And I just hope like life goes well for you. So yeah, we have come to the end of today's episode. Aki mwaka nimeamua nini. Last week episode was 32 minutes. Leo, I don't know how long it's going to go. So, but it's at 30. I mean, minimum, yeah, you mwaka nimewaletea good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Vitu, you know, vitu moto. So, that's it for this part. This is part one. I'll come next week with a part two or do a different episode altogether. But I really hope you guys enjoy this episode. I hope you share it and upon Spotify, unirate, na unifollow, you click that bell to get notified every time I post a new episode, which is weekly, every Saturday. Yeah. So a few of my friends told me that there's this app where if I upload, it gets downloaded immediately and you get to listen to it even if you're offline. Naweza kumbuka ni gani? I think, is it Google Podcast? Aki sijui. Once I find out, I will tell you guys in the next episode or I'll write it in this thing there down in the description. Yes. So I'll see you guys next week. I love you guys so much. Mwah.